The person washed one hand and then he rubbed it onto the second hand, which he did not yet wash. He passed his netilas yadayim for both hands. Why? Because he was metame the first hand with the second hand and the second hand with the water of the first hand. And the way netilas yadayim works is, even though the first shvicha that one pours is less than Rabbi's, is tummy, but the second water can only be metame the water from that hand. If they became tummy from outside sources, or tummy water from outside sources got on his hand, there's no way of being metame that. So once again, one washes one hand and he touches the other hand and he has to start all over again. He has to dry his hands and start again. But feel shava b'achrein al shtei yodav, even afterwards he poured on both hands in one shot, doesn't help because he started off as treating each hand as an independent entity. He washed one hand and then the other hand, which was not cleansed yet, touched it. So it was metame that. And then when he rubbed hands together, the second hand gets the tamei water from the first hand. Like we said before, the second water is going to only be metame the water that atame because of this hand, not because of the other hand. Therefore, if he poured on one hand, the shiv should be chavert, and afterwards he rubbed the other hand. So the nagiv yoda v'lafzer litnet kiroi, he has to start all over again, dry his hands, and start again, because there's no way of being metadim. But fich ha'anoitel yodov, so she yishvach lo yacher aleihem. Because of this, the mechaber says that if someone's washing his hands, he should have somebody else pour on his hands, so that he should avoid touching, having one hand touching the other one. V'mein lo yacher, if he does not have somebody else to do this for him, he should do some acrobatic trick and hold the kli and the tips of his fingers and then have it pour on both of his hands in one shot. Or he should pour a full revius on each hand and make sure they don't touch one another before you pour the revius on the second hand. And once you did that, then you can rub hands together. Another rabbi we saw before, Zlachat Chila, so in one shot, you will tire each hand. There's less of a chance they're going to touch each other before you have finished with the tilas yadayim. If you have to do two times in each hand, there's more of a chash. Why is it so that you don't need the second waters to tire the first waters if you pour a full revis? Chachamim treated pouring a revius of water in one shot on your hands the same status as being toibel in the mikveh. V'nogav em acher shelo notel yodot bodim lachos min hamayim. If somebody who did not wash his hands touched his hand even after he was mitar his own hands, but the hands are still wet, in other words, he did the mayim shneim or he poured the revius in one shot, then it once again does pass of his tevila because his hands are tar, but somebody else will have the water by touching with his hands that are prior to Netilas Yadayim. In such a case, once again, because this person was the time of the hand, the water on the hands of the other person. We saw in a previous sif that in those days, there were those that did three times in Tzidus Yadayim, when they did less than Revius and each hand. And you have to be careful, Shelo Yigo, Yad Mechaberta, Atzi Yishvar Gam, Ze Al HaShniya. You're doing three times, so the first one doesn't count, so you have to make sure you don't touch one hand with the other until you did the third one. Or Shishon Ritril Al HaShneim Ka'achas, or you should make sure to pour on both hands in one shot, and then they're considered one unit. Not Kol Yad Mechaberta, Ein Tzof HaKol Ze. And we said before that if you wash with the full revius on each hand, then you are covered, provided that they did not touch each other before you put the revius on the second hand.